granddad on the other side, on daddy's side, granddad and grandmother.
Okay. All right. What about a woman whose husband has passed away? How would you refer to her?
They call them widows. Widows, but they weren't, you know, actually widows. They weren't widows indeed, but everyone called them widows. But then again, when I got to studying according to the Bible, a widow indeed was a woman who didn't have a husband and no children.
Oh, okay.
So you had to be, you couldn't have no children to be a widow.
Uh-huh.
To be numbered with the widows.
Uh-huh.
You had to be a widow.
Because you still had family.
You had a family.
Uh-huh.
According to the Bible. But our definition for a widow is anyone, a woman who have a children or any children.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says you had to be a widow indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Have no children, no husband. Then they would look out for you. Special
yeah.
attention was given to the widows in the Bible days.
Yeah.
Indeed, widows indeed. Not just widows that a woman don't have a husband.
Yeah. Yes,
if you didn't have a husband, you was a woman without a husband. If you got some children.
What about a child whose parents got killed or something like that?
They would call them orphans, but I don't know a different term for them other than that.
Uh-huh.
Orphan.
Even if they were taken in by other family, would you still call them that?
No, they just call them adopted children, and after that, they're taken in by family.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you might even still refer to them as orphans. You know,
mm-hmm.
If they both parents die and they didn't have anyone to look up to, it, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about a child was born that his parents were not married? Do you have any term to call them?
They still call them bastards.
Any other terms?
Other than an illegitimate child,
yeah.
They call them a bastard.
Okay. And what about when a woman was going to have a child? How would you?
They had some new terms for that. Knock up, big.
Yeah.
Swallow a seed. Knock up was one of the main ones. She got knocked up. She's bigged up. Big. She's swallowed a seed. Band across. Yeah, I haven't even heard of you that word. she's bearing a cross. let's see what other time. I think of another one, but there was one that the old folks used to use. It's an electronic. Maybe it'll come to me.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the most popular ones anyway. There was other ones. The one that I'm trying to come up with is seldom used. I can't think of what it
mm-hmm.
is.
What about to deliver the babies?
Oh yeah. I know what it was. She got a letter. She got an answer from the letter she wrote. That's what it was.
I haven't heard
that. Yeah, so you got your answer, eh? I guess you're gonna write a letter. If you write a letter, you expect to get an answer. That's what the old folks would say. That's what they would say.
If somebody said that, I wouldn't have any idea what they were talking about.
Yeah, well, you know now.
Yeah. Okay. Do people go to the hospital to